Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, we want to start the show by taking a quick moment to tell you that you are amazing. You share, you subscribe, you rate, you give us all the love. I appreciate it. And that is the only reason we do what we do around here. If you're listening to the podcast, check us out on YouTube. If you're listening to the YouTube channel, sign up for our Facebook group, no matter where you're at. If you want to grow your cleaning company, growmycleaningcompany.com has everything you need, free resources, paid resources, all the love. Check it out now. Today, we are at the end of the podcast. Hang out for 20 minutes, then go check it out. Today, we're chatting with my new best friend, Daryl Wilson from Wilson Cleaning Services. They've been serving the Tri-County area in Michigan for the last 4 years with residential move-in, move-out, and commercial restaurant cleaning. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Glad to have you, man. And I've been, just so you guys know, Cleaning Nation, I've been talking with Daryl for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes before we started. And he is vying for my title of guy who talks way too fast and way too much energy. So if you're like, if you haven't had your coffee yet, move on to another podcast with another guest, because this dude's wearing me out. I'm going to wear you out. This is a mess waiting to happen. So Daryl, tell us about, you married, you got kids. How'd you get the business? What's shaking over there?
Oh, yes, most definitely. So I'm at the young, tender age of 37. I'm currently married, 5 children, 2 boys, 3 girls. We live in the Detroit metropolitan area. We got started real easy with, well, not real easy, it was because our friend was having a barbecue and suggested us to go into his restaurant he was working at and be the cleaner. So that's really how we got started. It was just kind of like a joke, like, come do this and see if you like it or not. And that has now spun us into 4 years of cleaning and growing and learning.
Beautiful. I love that's a great story. All right. So one quick question, has nothing to do with the cleaning business. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and we hear like all over Detroit, it's bad. It's like burned out homes, blah, blah, blah. I went there for a speaking gig and I just went from the airport to, I forget the name of the hotel, but it looked beautiful. There was greenery. It was nice. The weather was perfect. What am I missing? Is it beautiful? Is it a ghetto? What is going on down there in your town?
Is a huge transition period coming on. Anyone knows anything about Michigan and Detroit, they know that we are the Motown of the city, and a lot of things start right with us and they end with us. So we had a down slot, but now we're coming back. Wilson Cleaning like to say we are a thread in that stitch that's on the rebuild. So what you're seeing is new stadiums, new arenas, new restaurants, new concerts. I mean, we're projected to have over 100 new restaurants by next year. So, I mean, the growth is just phenomenal.
That's exciting that you're in on that, man. And you can kind of tell where I stand. I feel like entrepreneurs are the key to that whole operation. Anytime you've got a town that needs to be revitalized, again, you can send the angry emails right away, but let's get less government and more small business owners like Daryl in there, making jobs, creating revenue. And that's so exciting that you're a part of that, man.
Most definitely. It really is. And we really caught it at the right time. 4 years ago, that wasn't happening. They were still in the back stages of doing things. And now that it's starting to take off, it is a green field for any entrepreneur to jump out there. A lot of people are looking to help us out and give us revenue to start our dream.
Man, I got to tell you too, just as a total side note, then we'll get into the coaching piece. If I woke up in your shoes and I want to start a small business in Detroit, from what I understand about property values, man, I would find a cheap, crappy old commercial building that I could buy for nothing and run my business out of and have the business pay for it. And I bet you 10 years from now, you make more money in the building than you make in running your company. All right. So that's just my 2 cents because I'm a big real estate fan. What's going on, man? How can I help you today?
Today, what we're looking for is advice on creating systems. We are trying to hire, of course, because with so much work being available, trying to hire staff without our business is small. So trying to hire people without actually finding a way to pay them. So right now we currently hire you and put you right to work. So I'm getting $1 for the hour of training, but we know that's not working. It's not working. I'm not able to spend the quality time because I have so many different people in different spots. I'm not being able to spend quality time. We want to transition that into be able to hire you and send you through a system of a 2-week training course with video, test, you know, and then get to the on-site type training.
Okay. First of all, great question. I love where your head's at. I can always kind of tell the caliber of where someone's at in the business by the questions that they ask. That's a very insightful question because you're kind of doing this 2-thing, like, hey, putting no money into training and just say, hey, get out there and clean is, I don't want to say recipe for disaster, but that's not going to serve you. It's not going to serve your cut. Very hard to grow that way. And then the other side of it is, hey, we've got 2 weeks. It's paid. We're not going to get any kind of work out of you. And we're going to invest in your company or in our own company, in our own team. And, but that's really expensive. So I kind of hear you going, those are the two options and neither of them work. Is that fair?
Not correct. Neither one is working because I'm losing money. If the employee doesn't stay with me, to get some of that money back out of work. So I lose money there. And then if I go the opposite way, I'm losing quality of work because they're not being properly trained. One thing we found out by the cleaning businesses, it's easier said than done. So I can tell you to go sweep a floor and then you go back and you go, wow.
Yeah, who taught you how to sweep? And they're like, you did. Like, oh, crap, we got a problem now.
Got a problem.
So one of the best one-sentence lessons is, and I've ever heard, I'm totally stealing this, and I wish I could give credit, I just don't remember who said it first, was it was a conversation between, kind of like we're having, and somebody was saying to a larger business owner, hey, what happened, you know, I don't want to, you know, he was getting coached to train his people and invest in his people. And he said, what if I invest in them and they leave, right? Well, then what am I going to do? And the older, wiser business guy said, what if you don't invest in them and they stay, right? Now you're stuck with a bunch of untrained people that don't know what they're doing. So the foundation of what we're going to talk about today is let's invest in your people. And yes, yeah, some are going to leave. But again, the alternative is you don't invest in them and then they stay. Like that's a worse situation altogether. So first and foremost, this is all covered because again, you're talking systems and I always want to make sure that I give you guys, for those of you who really are like, that's me, I'm in this, I need more than just the 20 minutes we're going to get on this podcast. The Clean Profit Method, we just released it, Grow My Cleaning Company. Step 7 is talking about how to get the right applicants. If you don't have the right applicants, nothing works. And all the Clean Profit Method, it's 9 steps and it's in order, right? So you don't just jump around. You want to start at step 1 and go all the way through. Step 7 talks about how to get the right applicants by writing an ad that's core values based. Step 8, I'm cheating with my cheat sheet here, is how to move the applicants to hires. And then step 9 is putting on autopilot, how to run the company without having to do a bunch of work and how to get your people, training your people and doing checks so you're not doing any of that stuff. So if you want the full deep, like, hey, I really want to jump in. I really want to get this. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com, Clean Profit Method. It's like $47 a month at this point. It's hard to miss on that. All right. That said, I'm going to do my best to jam all 3 of those steps in right now, and I'm going to fail miserably. So, as fast as I talk, I can't talk that fast. All right. To speak to your specific question, if we're just going to pick out a little chunk of this and solve it, is I'd put you somewhere in the middle. So if you said, I don't have any, and I'm not saying you're saying this, but for not just you, but Cleaning Nation, I have no training budget. I can't afford to run an ad. I can't afford to have someone not up to speed immediately. I have zero money for that. We don't have a hiring problem. We have a pricing problem. And that's step 2, I believe, bidding and billing. You're not bidding or billing properly if you don't have any budget for training. So make sure that you're getting enough. And I know fast growth companies, especially, we talked off air, getting some pretty nice accounts that are big accounts, which are great. Just about every fast growth entrepreneur I know, in the cleaning business at least, oftentimes does that 9 times out of 8, lower prices, too low of a price. Like, we got to go, got to be competitive. And then they kind of hamstring themselves because they want to provide this Lexus service, but they're charging Honda, no offense, Honda. They're charging Honda prices and then they're stuck because you can't do it. You can't build a Lexus for what a Honda costs. So first and foremost, we don't have to talk about that now, but make sure that there's some budget for training. It doesn't have to be unlimited. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars, but if it's $0, that's not enough. You don't need a ton of money, but you need some money. I tell people the same thing when they start the cleaning business. They're like, oh my gosh, $47. I can't invest in that. I'm like, dude, if you don't have $50, you shouldn't be in the cleaning business. It's not a high rent. It doesn't cost you $10,000, $100,000 to get in. But if you don't have $500 to your name, go get a job, save up a couple $1,000 and then come back. So same with training. If you don't have any money or the budget, the stuff that I'm going to tell you, which is very inexpensive, if you can't afford that, we got a bidding problem, not a training problem. So I don't want you to think, oh, if I just have this magic wand of training, no, we got to fix the bidding problem first. That said, assuming you're like, hey, I've got some money, I just can't afford to spend 2 weeks unpaid times, you know, 50 employees. I get that. I'm not going to ask you to do that. So the way we do that is, first and foremost, you guys have heard me rant about core values. And this is throughout the entire Clean Profit Method, it's in every step. First and foremost, if you hire people that share your core values, for me, it's have fun, make money, be real, and help out, the training curve goes way down. I don't have to, because if you already believe, and I'm guessing Daryl and I have some similar core values because we're kind of got this good vibe going. If Daryl's all about having fun, making money, helping out, and being real, I don't have to train him a lot of stuff, right? I don't have to say, hey, here's how you introduce yourself to a customer. Because Daryl's going to be like, well, I want to have fun. I want to be real. I want to make money. Well, what would that person look like saying hi to a customer, right? He's not going to be like, hi, I'm Daryl. What do you want? That's not any of those things. He's like, hey, it's me. What's going on? How can we clean? We're excited to help. So matching core values is going to cut your training curve in half. because you don't have to train them on every single possible outcome, right? If I'm all about making money and you tell me to go sweep a floor and I half-ass it, that's not helping out. I guess it's being real if I'm a loser. It's not fun to have you yell at me and me do a crappy job, and I ain't making me money. I'm not making the company money. I'm not making our customer money. So I'm just violating all the core values. If you hire someone that has the right core values, they're going to know how to sweep a floor. So first and foremost, just like if you have no training budget, it's not a training problem. It's a bidding problem. If you have to train every single little step and you're just fighting people tooth and nail to get anywhere, it's not a training problem. It's a hiring problem. We're not hiring the right people. We're hiring people that don't have a core values match. So I'm going to assume you've got a little bit of a training budget and we're hiring people that have your core values, right? These aren't losers that you're trying. Because if you're not about having fun or making money or being real, I can beat you. I can yell at you. I can scream at you. I can threaten you. Nothing's going to change. I can't make you be someone other than Daryl. That doesn't mean you're a bad person. Just means you're a bad fit for me. You should work somewhere else. But if you do have those things, I hardly have to do anything because you're going to go about every task, having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. So first and foremost, make sure you've got a little budget. That's in bidding. Second, make sure you've got a core values match in the hire. That's in hiring, which is, again, step 7 in the clean profit method. Once you do that, now let's talk about the nitty gritty of, okay, fine. I've got a little bit of budget. I've got someone that matches my core values. If those two things are fit, now we can address the training issue, but not until then. So assuming you and everyone listening has got those things handled, the next thing that you want to do is, first of all, I always pay for training, and the training is on site, okay? So I'm not expecting, so say I'm going to pay, I'd like to get people training like 3 days, right? We're not splitting the atom here. And 80% of that training is core values. It's not a lot about this is how we fill a mop bucket, and this is how we empty. I mean, that's included. But again, if a guy's all about being real, having fun, making money, and helping out, he's probably going to fill a mop bucket the way I want the mop bucket filled. So right. 2-3 days, they get paid for that training, and I'm figuring I'm going to get half work out of them, right? So they're not going to do nothing. They're going to be on-site learning, but they're not going to be a full-fledged employee. So the budget shouldn't be, hey, I need 2 weeks of no pay or full pay and no clean. And it shouldn't be, I need 0 minutes of, you know, you should be expected to know exactly what you're doing right off the bat. Either one of those extremes is going to hurt you. I'm right in the middle of, hey, for the first week, I'm going to pay you. And again, I don't like training for, you know, I don't even like my employees. I like my employees on the, either way, 25 to like 30 hours. I don't like full-time cleaning employees. They get burnt out and they leave. Like 1 in 10 can actually crank out 40, 50 hours a week and loves it. But 9 out of 10 will quit and you'll burn them out. So for a full-fledged work week, even on the commercial side, I'd rather have a 25, 30-hour schedule, okay? So for a training week, I'm looking for a 15 to 20 hour schedule, right? We want to ease them in. We don't want to burn them out. So week one, I'm okay if I pay 15, 20 hours of training and maybe I get 10 hours worth of work, maybe less, right? Okay. So we're not looking to get zero work. Like, hey, you don't have to do nothing. You're not responsible for anything. I'm just going to pay and we're going to have fun. That's unnecessary, right? If you're doing a $100,000 a year administrative executive, he might spend 2 months learning the business and not really contribute anything. And we expect that. At this level of just cleaning, you should be able to clean today, right? Whoever you hired has cleaned something at some point. He's not totally helpless like a broom. I've never heard of it, right? So what we're looking to do is mitigate, right? We understand there's going to be some expenses with the cleaning, but we expect to get something done. So right off the bat, there's a, hey, this is your job. And maybe, you know, for a smaller job, this should be take, you know, you and a partner 4 hours. You're just going to work 2 or 3 hours and your partner's going to do most of the work. We're going to have 2 people in there. So I'm going to get a little work out of you, but not much. Another thing is condense. When I bought my ServiceMaster franchise, we got, and this is to run the whole freaking company, right? With no experience. We had 2 weeks of training. That's it. The first week had nothing to do with cleaning. It was all administration, buying, P&L, stuff like that. So we only had 1 week of cleaning training. Of that cleaning training, we had to do stripping and waxing floors, carpets. So 3 or 4 days were floor work. Like 1 day was teaching owners of cleaning companies how to clean. So when I hear people going, oh, I got to spend a week or a month or all this time to clean, that's too much. It's overkill, right? So I'd encourage you really 1 to 3 days is how long it should take them to train. And if you're like, that's not possible, it's because you got people that don't share your core values and you're trying to get someone that's not about having fun, making money, being real and helping out to do that. And that's a losing battle. All right. That's a big rant. Questions, comments, thoughts, needs, where are we at?
Woo! Yes. So kind of punches. We're looking at bidding. Definitely agree with the concept of getting a better price to help cover some of the training process here in Detroit. I'm not sure if Cleaning Nation is experienced across the board, but I'm getting a lot of kickback on losing accounts because I'm overbidding, which goes back to what one of your things you said. I'd rather lose the account I'd rather lose a bad account.
Lose a winner than win a loser.
Then, yes, that one. Yes. So I'm experiencing that on a very high level, which is kind of frustrating and discouraging because you're asking yourself, is it my formula, blah, blah. The next thing is the hiring. I do agree with that as well because I think everybody comes with their textbook cover face in the interview. So they say what they want. They do what they want. They give you all that energy. You think you got something good. You throw it in the water, and it's a dud. So we're definitely having that happen simultaneously too. So I'm getting, because we have core value. We have that in place. We do drill that from day one, even during the hiring process. But either A, they just seem to fall off. So that's a little issue there. And then you said something about the hiring.
So hold on. Just because we've got limited time, let me hit those two questions. And I want to do the lightning round because I'm dying to hear your answer.
Yes,
so let me
give you let's do it.
And then we'll go. I'm going to answer the second one first, and then we'll role play the first one. So the second one, we want to make sure that we're not, because you're absolutely right. People will tell you all the time, you know, if you say, hey, are you into having fun, making money, being real and helping out? Because that's what we're into. Of course, an applicant's going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm all about that, right? So I don't like giving the answer to the question first. I'm going to ask questions that they don't know what I'm looking for. So like if I'm trying to find out, have fun, I'm not going to say, we're about having fun. How about you? Because then an applicant's going to go, yeah, I'm all about that, sure. I'm going to say, tell me a time in a job where it was too much fun and nothing got done. And tell me a time in a job where it was not enough fun and it was way too uptight and you hated it. Their answer to that is going to give you an insight into what their real core value is. See, so you want to make sure you give an answer that's, or a question that's kind of open-ended, and they're going to tell a story and you'll get insight into that, right? You know, if like be real, you're going to say, tell me about, again, you're not going to tell them we want to be real. You're going to say, tell me about how you feel we and you should act at home versus at work. Like, is there kind of a work persona that we need and that we should have this professionalism, or do you just like being the same guy? And again, we're not giving the right or wrong answer. We're just letting them kind of to go. That's the first part. Second part is we want to write the ads in such a way that are going to attract the right people, and the wrong people don't even show up. So for me, I don't say we're fun. Like, hey, this is a fun place to work. That's ridiculous. But the ads are written silly and fun. They're like, you know, are you the most responsible person you know? Are you, you know, do you have way too much fun to even, like the podcast, we have fun. I don't have to tell you my core value is fun. You just listen to me and go, well, this guy's all about fun. So if you're a professional guy and you're like, that's not for the workplace, my ad is going to turn you off. You're never going to show up. But if you do share my core values, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, is this real? Can I really get in on this? So if you write your ad right and the process is consistently demonstrating the core values, it's not a matter of people trying to trick you to get in. It's you'll run off the wrong people. The people that are all about, they're not about helping out. They're just about, I show up and I do my job and I go home. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, but he's not for my team. He might be for someone else's team. So if you do it right, it's not a matter of them trying to trick in or like sneak in. They're going to just be repelled by the whole thing. They've got other places they can work. And that's one of the questions I ask in the group interview is, why this job as opposed to every other job available to you or doing nothing at all, like letting the government send you a check, or why? Why here? That's a great indicator of, and you want to hear something like, your ad spoke to me. I never saw an ad talk to me like that way. Like, I can't believe this looks like so much more than a paycheck. This looks like a community I want to be a part of. Now we got a winner. What you're not looking for is, I don't know, you seem to pay the most money. Like, no, Pat, wrong guy. So we can work that out in process. And again, we go through this in detail, I think in all steps 7, 8, and 9. All right, let's real quick role play what that might look like with the beating up price. So I'm going to be the overpriced Daryl, right? Coming to you with a high bid. You're going to be the buyer kind of beating me down, okay? And we'll just role play that out because I think it'll give a lot of value, not just to you, but to Cleaning Nation. So, all right, Daryl, we talked about your thing. It's $5,000 a month. Talk to me.
Yeah, so they're going to say $5,000 a month, and then I'm going to say basically, you're 3 times higher than the other bidders.
Okay, so I'm going to step out of character because I didn't see that coming. So if you're 3 times higher, something's totally wrong, right? If the other guy is 1,500, either you're lying, and I don't want to work with you. If you're going to lie to me now, I don't want to be in a relationship where we're going to work. That's too much. So either you're full of lies, or there's a huge scope problem, right? If I would go. So my answer to that, and I don't want to role play this one because it's unusual. My answer would go, dude, if you can get this done for $1,500. Our margins are 15%, and I'd be honest with them. Like, I don't lie. I try to make 15% off of things, so $500. I'm trying to make $750. It's costing me $4,200 to get this done. If some guy's going to write you a check to do this for you, and he's going to do it for $1,500, send them to my house. I'll pay him the $3 he's going to charge me to, you know, that's, so call them on their bull crap, right? Don't just go on like, well, okay. So if I'm at $5,000, he's like, I think I get it done for $4,200. That's a conversation. If he's like, oh, the other bid's $900. Well, then go with that dude. Conversation over. Like, what are we going to talk about? You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, this Mercedes costs $56,000. I was thinking $9,000. Well, this conversation's over. Okay. So let's roll. So on that, I would just call them on, what are you talking about? And just share with them, right? Because your cost of goods sold is probably going to be about half. So you're like, dude, I'm literally paying $2,500 in labor. If this guy's going to do it for $1,500.
Right. Right.
Either he's lying out of his teeth or you and I have a miscommunication on what's going to be done, right? I'm either doing three times the work that you don't need, my fault, let's redo the bid, or this guy's insane and he's got Mexican laborers for 9 cents an hour, so I don't have that. I do everything legal. So that's how I'd handle that one. Let's do it again where I'm at $5,000 and you're like 43, you know, something like lower, but not, you know, not crazy.
Right, so you're at five, you're me and I'm you?
I'll keep going. So hey, it's there, and again, we'd have a whole conversation. We go over step six, but... For time. Yeah, Daryl, it's $5,000. What do you want to do?
$5,000, I'll do it. Because $5,000 is too high, right? Because I'm trying to get this role play down. So what I'm trying to say is you are me asking, I'm the person that you're trying to buy?
Yeah, you're the guy telling me I'm too expensive.
Oh, yes, $5,000. That's way too high. I was thinking more around 27.
Okay, so again, that would still be the same conversation. Okay. If they're way off like that, I'm not going to even countenance that, right? Okay, like,
so you say like 43 then, 44. Yes,
whatever, anywhere that's like, okay, that's we can at least have a conversation, right? Like I'm trying to sell you my used pickup truck for $5,000, you're like, how about $800? I'm throwing you out. If you're like, how about 4,500? Well, now we'll have a conversation, right? So exactly. I say $5,000, you say 43, 40, whatever. Less than. Right. And if you won't tell me, you're just like, that's too high. Well, what are you thinking? I'm not going to tell you. Well, then I've got, you know, you need to get a bid. And we talk about that. And I think that's also step six. It is step six of having the bid, having their budget before you bid. Right.
Yeah.
So assuming that I say $5,000, you say 4,300. I'm going to go right back to the core value. So Daryl, I think I shared with you earlier in the process, we're all about having fun, making money, being real and helping out. And we're looking for people that at least, if not share those exact core values, at least that's what they're looking for in a company. So just so I am clear, is that important to you that you just want the cheapest cleaning company? You don't care if they make any money. You don't care if they light, cheat, or steal. You just want the cheapest thing. Or are you looking for someone that stands for something like we do?
I'm looking for someone that's going to get the job done.
Okay. So if they say, I don't care about the core values, I just want the cheapest labor I can get, I'm going to go, oh, my fault. I should have asked that earlier. We're not a fit. We're never going to be the cheapest. Go, God bless you. Go find someone cheap. If they go, no, we have some other things that are important, I'm going, well, here's our core values. Do you care about these? And if they say no, we're probably not a fit, right? Whether it's an employee or a customer or a vendor, if they're like, have fun, I don't want your people having fun. I want them to work hard. Well, then you're going to hate us because this ain't for you, right? But if you go, no, I like that. Okay, well, let's talk about it. Having fun. It doesn't cost any extra. We just like doing that. Right. So I just want to tell you that's part of it. Make money. We pay our people a little better than everybody else. And again, don't say that if that's not the truth, but I always coach that you do pay your people. And I always did pay my people. We pay our people a little better. And quite frankly, we want to make 15%. So off this $5,000 deal, to manage this whole thing, take all of the risk, make sure you've got 12, you know, 100 hours of whatever, all this, make sure all this spins. I want $750. If you're saying that's unfair, I'm not your guy. If you think, well, I could, for $4,500, he can do it for $250 in profit. Not for me. And we want you to make money and I want my people to make money. So that's, you know, if you want to deal with someone with these core values, that's what it costs. We talked about having fun. We talked about making money. I'm being real with you right now. I appreciate we're not being super professional and do a little dance where you say sharpen your pencil and I lie to you and tell you and we negotiate. I'm just being totally transparent and be transparent. Don't lie, right? If you're telling them you want this much margin, don't lie. Don't tell them the truth, right? And I did that in the car business, right? When you think it's bad in this business, try selling cars, right? I tell them, I'm trying to make, you know, I paid $12,000 for this car. We put $2,000 to make it perfect. We own it for $14,000. I'm trying to sell it for $15,000. Really, you begrudge me $1,000? I got salespeople and finance managers and mechanics.
Exactly.
If you don't think that's fair and some guy down the road is going to sell it to you for $9,000, then go buy from that Yahoo. You know, like, come on. So I just, the cool thing is you're not trying to screw people. You're looking for a fair profit. So you're like, is $750 a month unfair for me and my family to do all this work? And if they go, yeah, it's unfair. I'd like you to take less. I'm not dealing with you. Get out of here. You're not my customer. And then I'd go, and then help out, right? We do some extra things that might cost a little money. We do charity. We want to help you out. We have events where we serve the community and that costs a little bit extra money. So that's where we came up with our price. If you're into having fun, making money, helping out and being real, I think we can work together. And if it's $100 off or something, we'll sort something out. But if you need $800 and I got to do this thing for free or for very little margin, so we can't have fun because no one's getting paid. We can't make any money because we're not getting paid. I'm being real by right now by telling you we're not making any money and we can't help out or whatever. You know, you just, if we can't do it, it's not a fit. So that's how I'd attack that. Does that help out?
That does greatly. Yes. Cool.
Beautiful. All right. I love the role plays because it kind of gives you an opportunity. And of course, before you go to a sales call where you know someone's going to tell you it's too expensive, play this podcast on the way and kind of get your head straight. All right. Enough of me talking, man. Let's give you the opportunity. I know you've got some good stuff. I'm going to a lightning round. Three quick questions, three amazing Daryl answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice I ever received is to read books.
Who's going to argue with that? Crazy people. That's it. Biggest mistake you made in the cleaning business? I'm dying to hear that because I bet you've made some whoppers, buddy.
Oh, I have made some whoppers, but I think the biggest one was overloading my plate. I went 10x.
Wait, that could be good, but that can kick you right in the gut too.
It can kick you in the yeah.
I said gut. We're gonna stay nice here. Yeah, you guys do that what you want, Cleaning Nation. All right, last question. What's one idea listeners, Cleaning Nation, can put into practice right away? As soon as this podcast is over, they can implement, easy to implement, could be big or small, doesn't matter, that'll make their lives or their business just a little bit better.
I would say creating systems based on the book Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink.
I have rarely does one of my listeners give me a book I haven't heard. So I'm going to try and put a link to that in the show notes page. So if you guys want to get it, you can go get it. And I love that you're consistent. Your first thing was read more books. Your last thing was read this book. So Cleaning Nation, I have not read that book, but I like Daryl. And if he says it's good, I'm going to take his word for it. Go check that out. Daryl, thanks for joining us. Your vibe, your energy is contagious, man. You got me fired up. I'm digging it. I know the Cleaning Nation is digging it. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Daryl's show notes page, get the link to the book. Get everything. If you want Clean Profit Method, all the crap that we talked about is all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I'll see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.